Today's Words of Wisdom, Working Together in Silence, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, all axes of Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Thai, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. Deutschland, bekannt als das Land der Dichter und Denker, ist auch eines der bevölkerungsreichsten Länder Europas. Es ist ein Land mit vielen Reichtümern. Es bietet den Charme großer Städte, kleiner Bilderbuchstädte, mittelalterlicher Schlösser und eine Fülle an Kunst und Kultur. Was klassische Musik angeht, war Deutschland die Geburtsstätte von international berühmten Komponisten, wie zum Beispiel Bach, Händel, Beethoven, Schumann, Mendelssohn, Brahms, Wagner und anderen. In Bildung und Technologie gehört das Land zu den höchst entwickelten Nationen der Welt. Außerdem besitzt Deutschland als Hilfe für seine Bürger und Bürgerinnen ein großzügiges soziales Wohlfahrtssystem mit allgemeiner Gesundheitsfürsorge, Arbeitslosengeld und anderen sozialen Errungenschaften. Obwohl im weltlichen Sinne erfolgreich, verlangt es viele Menschen in Deutschland nach spirituellen Wahrheiten. Aufgrund der aufrichtigen Sehnsucht dieser Wahrheitssuchenden akzeptierte die höchste Meisterin Qinghai ihre Einladungen und besuchte mehrmals dieses pulsierende Land, um die Menschen an ihrer tiefgründigen Erkenntnis in Bezug auf das Königreich Gottes teilhaben zu lassen. Wir laden Sie nun ein, die Diskussion anzuhören zwischen der höchsten Meisterin Qinghai und unseren Vereinsmitgliedern mit dem Titel Gemeinsam in Stille arbeiten, am 2. Januar 2007 in Deutschland.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
You guys are so happy, you laugh at anything, huh? That's a problem. You're happy, that's good. It's very, very good. I've been around a little bit, you know, in India before, with many gurus, yeah? Been running around, shopping for gurus. I've seen many groups. Nobody laughs so much like you do. Why? You're a laugh addict or what? Really, have you been around? You have, huh? Have you seen anybody laugh like that? Huh?
Some places, yeah.
Some places?
Yeah.
I'd like, where?
3-4 years ago, I was in an ashram in India.
Oh, it's an im. And we go there. We join each other.
A big place in Pune. I spent there. Uh-huh. And it's people laugh a lot there.
And they do? Oh, that's good.
That master also had a few laughing meditations.
So they are specialized in laughing. And we are not, we just laugh without specialization. No license to laugh. Is that legal to laugh without... You know, the formal training, huh? Maybe not. Watch it, huh? Yeah. So should we go and join them and laugh together? You like that? Yeah? Then go. Who stopped you? Yeah. I think if they see us, they will stop laughing. Too shocked, you know, because we eat a lot. Not just laugh, we eat a lot. Yeah? What do they practice? Laughing method, right?
Among other things, they're that master had like over 100 different kinds of meditation.
Oh my God.
Everybody.
Oh my God.
So everybody can go shopping there. But it's a place that is really on the heart level, so it's a very nice place to be. I enjoyed my time there.
Oh, on the heart level?
Yeah, that's what felt when I was there. People have lots of joy and laughter and hugging a lot. And just
huh? Hugging. A lot of hugging. That's nice. Why didn't you stay there, baby? It sounds a nice place.
No, I was practicing convenient method and then I was time to go further.
Oh, so
yeah, okay. Uh-huh. And my visa was finished, so I...
That is not an excuse to leave a master if you're happy there.
No, I already found you and I was time to go to Taiwan.
Uh-huh. What's the difference? They love even more there and hug. We don't hug here. We don't have 100 methods around here. We have only one, huh?
But the best.
But you don't know I have a lot of method. Candies method, chocolate method, noodle method, yeah? Method. Christmas pudding method, yeah? Chocolate method, you know? Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, why didn't you stay there? Don't they have light and sound there too?
No. Master passed away a long time ago.
He did? So when you were there, he's not there?
No.
So it's just second-hand light?
It was just part of my travel. I already prepared it before I got to know you. And
understand. Yeah. Okay. But what I mean is they don't have a lineage, like a successor?
Not this one.
Not this one,
huh? No.
And nobody claimed to be a successor or nothing?
No.
But the master didn't say anything before he passed away?
No, I think there are some higher level disciples that sort of run the place, but it's masterless. They still show everyday old videos.
Oh, understand. Oh, well, at least these disciples are very humble. Yeah. The master passed away and nobody cared to claim the seat. Ngồi đàng hoàng, ngồi ở đâu chân nha. Hiểu hả? Understand, hả? Dịch cho má gì nghe chứ. Dịch không? Cần dịch không? Khỏi không? Mấy người Việt Nam hiểu hết rồi ha? Dạ. Việt Nam giơ tay coi. Hiểu hết hả? Giỏi quá không? Không hiểu gì hết. Tại sao không ngồi chung nhau nữa? Nó nói rồi. Cũng ức ngồi trước đang dòm. Dòm rồi không nghe gì hết, không hiểu gì hết. Thì như mù điếc đuôi cắm ngọng. Tại sao không ngồi chung phía sau hay là ngồi chung? I told you already to room all the Vietnamese together and room all the Chinese together. Even if they sit here, they should sit in one group or something or behind there so they can translate within their group. Too much food, forget everything. Love to sit here to staring at this same woman day in, day out. Don't care about understand or not. I say the Vietnamese sit there and very near to me, but like deaf, don't hear nothing. And they don't care, huh? That's why they sit here, huh? They don't care, huh? I told them many days already, and beginning because all the Westerners are here, so they have no choice, so they room together in one place. And now they are all gone, so so happy to come here. Don't care, listen or not. The candy is good. Staring is good. Yeah. Well, anyway, you can't have everything, huh? Told you learn English, huh? Didn't learn nothing. Mấy người nào mà không biết tiếng Anh á, qua bên Anh học chừng 3-4 tháng là được cái gì đâu. Hả? Ở mấy nhà đồng tu á, học rồi nói tiếng Anh hoài. Xong rồi, 3 tháng là ok. Hả? Ở xưa nó kìa, bố tổng yên quận thì lệnh cô chỉ yên của mà. Sẽ sang cơ dê, cân yên của lệnh thiên chẳng hòa cho ok đâu. Ây, cháu ấy cái công chỗ à, thế nó bên à. Chú sở mở ấy bên công chỗ, ấy bên chùa, hả? Now I have to translate into English. I say that the one who doesn't understand English can go to England, stay with the disciple, or outside people find a small job, something, and learn for 3 months. Every day you speak English, read newspaper, then you will progress very fast. Yeah? There's no way to go learn English in school and go home speak Chinese. They do that all the time. Yeah, I did go learn. But they don't practice at home. You have to go in that country. Yeah? Eat with those native people. Talk with them. That close. Then you learn very fast. Especially the Chinese and the Vietnamese. For them it's difficult. For the European, it's easy. Yeah? European because English, French, German, they sound similar. Not similar, but they have it in their gene, you know? Because they mix it together many generations, and they just at the border, they just speak naturally. Even if they don't learn much, even if they don't go to England, they could just learn in their home, yeah? And correspond with their friends, or even, they just have it in their blood, yeah? Vietnamese Chinese, you have to go to the country, okay? Hiểu gì hết không? Không. I asked him if they did understand, and I answer myself, no. Khỏi hỏi mà công hả? Bố dung quân hả? Y tin sao bố tổng đà là hả? Okay. But it's difficult, I understand. Yeah? Hành có nạn ha? Mấy hiểu không hả? Khó hả? Không có thời giờ ha? Đâu thời giờ đâu học. 我说他们哪里有空继续呢? And the English understand? Yeah, no. I said to them, yeah, I understand it's very difficult for the Chinese or the Vietnamese, you know, especially the one who doesn't have job, because they're too busy, don't have time. Don't have time to go learning. Okay. That's that then, huh? Is there anything nice we should talk about? Huh? Yeah? No? Is it American, sorry? You are English? American? Both of you American?
Yeah.
And you stay here?
It's visiting. Big story.
Oh, big story. Tell us, tell us. Tell us, quickie. Yeah.
I'm a teacher. When I was first initiated, my center was the Netherlands, the Holland Center, but the closest center to us was Dusseldorf, which mm-hmm. is now Duisburg. Mm-hmm. And so this was originally our center, so we met some friends while we were here, mm-hmm. and we moved, but mm-hmm. we decided it had been 6 years since we'd been in Europe, and so we decided this Christmas we wanted to come back to
America.
Europe. To
oh, Europe.
Europe. Yeah. Because we spent 15 years of our life in Europe, so this is kind of home.
Yeah, home. Yeah.
And we're kind of confused at this point who we are. You know, if you say, "Who are you?" You know, where are you from? It's kind of difficult because we've lived many places. And
yeah, so. You are in a middle age crisis.
Yeah, middle age crisis.
Who am I? So, did you solve your crisis yet?
Yes, we solved our crisis. We came to the right place for Christmas, I think.
Fine, but do you plan to go back to your hometown? In America, I
Well, I live in Japan.
Oh, God.
See, I told you it was a big story, you know, and it confuses us. We've been 6 years in Tokyo. We go to the Tokyo Center. Normally. And usually at Christmas time, we'll pick somewhere to go. Like, we usually go to Shihu mm-hmm. or to Formosa mm-hmm. and see a lot of friends there. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons we wanted to move to Asia, was to get closer to Formosa. Because if we can't see you, the next best thing, I think, is Formosa, because we have so many brothers and sisters there. And
I understand.
And they've been so helpful about teaching us as we were trying to catch up with everyone else.
You're doing fine. How about the missus? The other half.
Well, we're asking about initiates to learn English. We can volunteer to be English tutors.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, we're free to.
You're free now, huh?
Yeah.
You don't look that old. Are you really over 60?
No.
No.
No. But you're older. You retired earlier. Huh?
Halfway, 55.
Wow, wonderful. Wonderful. That's cool. You don't want to go back to America?
Not necessarily go back to America.
She's free.
She's, you're not?
He has to earn the money.
What is that? She's not working, you are.
I'm working, she isn't. She used to be a teacher, but it's been funny since initiation. It's been very easy to live on one salary.
Yes.
You spend so much money on unnecessary things before, and so it's a much better life.
Yeah.
Not as many expenses.
Yeah.
I can't believe how
easy.
Much money comes into our bank account where before it was always empty.
I know. You saved it. What the money saved is the money earned.
Yeah. And then we can take the money and do good things with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that wonderful?
Yeah. Huh?
Just get initiation and you get more money.
That wasn't the purpose. But
sorry?
That wasn't the purpose, but it's just...
I know. It's just, by the way.
Yeah, by the way.
They all tell me the same thing.
Yeah.
They all tell me the same thing. And even they really need money, even if they don't have it, it just will come. It just come. There's a brother who has a ticket to Paris and he didn't go. Is he gone, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Gone, huh? The violin player, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. The violin player yesterday? He didn't come here and he wished to come here because he thought I might be here for Christmas, yeah? And then he didn't come, but he wished to see me so much and he wanted to come here to see me. He thought I might be here again for Christmas, so he wanted to come here very much. But then on the way, somebody gave him a ticket, say, you go to Paris, a free ticket for you. And he didn't take it. He said, I'll pay double if I go to here to see Master. I don't take the free ticket. And then that day, he knows that I'm in Paris later. And he told these people here, right? Yeah. And he said, he must be the most stupid disciple. Of all the disciples in the whole world. And I said to her, don't tell to anybody else. Nobody would believe this kind of thing would happen. Somebody just meet you on the street and give you a free ticket to Paris, and you didn't even go. He said, what for I go to Paris? I want to go to Duisburg. Maybe I see Master there. I pay double to go there, but I wouldn't take a free ticket to go to Paris. And then later he found out that I'm in Paris that day. You know, if he took a ticket, he would have seen me there because he wanted to see me so much. And he got a free ticket from nowhere and he didn't even take it. Listen, you guys are really funny. Always praying for something and when it comes, he says, no, I don't want it. Why? What for? He said he'd rather pay double if he can see me here, and not to take a free ticket to go to Paris for nothing. Yeah, and later he found out that ticket would have enabled him to see me in Paris that day, but he didn't take it anyway, so okay, end the story. The story is not as big as yours. So now, just like the guy, remember he prayed every day to win the lotto? He never won any lotto. So he complained to God, why I prayed to you all these years just to win some lotto and you never let me win? So God said, please do me a favor, go buy a lotto ticket. First you buy a lotto ticket. He never buy all these years. He's just praying, but he don't buy nothing. You guys are the same. Yeah. And you think that's just a joke. No, it's a true story. Yeah. He's so fixed that I come back at Christmas, because I came here before Christmas and they begged me to stay all the time another week until Christmas. So I said, never mind, I have to go, you know, and then maybe I come back. I just said maybe, huh? But I didn't say come back Christmas, you know. But they thought I come back for Christmas. So he's so fixed at it. Even say so loudly, I'd rather pay double to go to Duisburg. I wouldn't take a free ticket. No worries. It's a total stranger came and gave him a ticket to go to Paris. Airplane. I didn't go. What for? My love is not there. How does he know? Huh? So now he voted for himself that he's the most stupid disciple of all. Okay, you want to hear some good story?
Yeah.
Good news, tell us. Yeah, why not? Yeah, okay, you can tell me today some story. Pass over.
Well, it's actually some good news from my country,
yeah,
from Belgium, but also from Holland.
Oh.
Last week, the two radio stations in mm-hmm. both Holland and Belgium organized an event to raise money for the Red Cross
mm-hmm.
To help the victims of landmines in Cambodia.
Mm.
And this was the third time they did this event in Holland, and the first time the Belgian radio joined. And what they did was, in both countries, built a studio on a square, a radio studio with glass windows,
mm-hmm.
and in each city, three presenters would go inside for 6 days to present a non-stop radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And people could request songs and pay money mm-hmm. for it.
Uh-huh.
And in those 6 days, those three radio presenters didn't eat. They only drink juice,
uh-huh.
vegetable juice and mm-hmm. Fruit juice. So, in fact, they were vegan all those 6 days,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, six presenters, 6 days, they saved a lot of lives like that.
Wow.
I really like that.
6 days, no eating.
Yeah.
Wow. Any volunteer? Not from this group, I don't think. Oh, that's a good idea.
And yeah. they really raised a lot of money, and they were very energetic, and
yeah.
lots of things happened. You know, they had lots of guests in the studio, oh. musicians,
oh.
politicians, everything. And the grand total of the two countries combined was over 5 million euro.
5 million?
5 million, yes.
Just for 6 days?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, there
and
was...
5 million is a lot for Cambodia.
Yeah, there was a big contribution also from the both governments.
Yeah?
Because in Holland, the government said, If you make the 1 million euro mark, we give another million.
Ah, and that's they how did. They get it.
And in Belgium, they said if you make the 700,000 euro mark, mm-hmm. we double your end total.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, because actually there was a healthy competition going on between the two countries to raise as much money.
Uh-huh.
And Holland has a population of 16 million
mm-hmm.
and the Flemish part of Belgium only 6 million. And the other related to that good news is actually that our government, the Belgian government, always has been playing a leading part against landmines worldwide.
Yeah.
They signed a treaty in
1979. They're very compassionate, the Belgian people.
Yeah.
So what now?
Yeah, this is an international treaty against landmines.
Uh-huh.
And before they signed it, all the landmines existing in Belgium produced, they were destroyed,
hmm.
and laws against it were installed. Right. And then they have been pushing other governments and organizations to do the same. So hmm. since they signed that treaty, or it became in effect, the Belgian government spent over 20 million euro to prevent the landmines.
Wow.
Because this Red Cross action is to help the victims. Also important is to clear the landmines,
yeah,
because there's
wow.
over 200 million landmines still in the ground.
That's
all
a
over
very
the world.
Good idea.
Yes. Mm. I reported this to SMTV as well, so
very
people
good.
Can watch it.
Okay. Wonderful. Mm. So what shall we do next? Make a radio station in the square out there. And all the Turk people will come and have a look. This is a Turkish quarter, huh? So I'm sure they will understand what I'm saying. That's wonderful. Right, very good. The world's getting better, I told you. That's, we have hope, yeah. Okay, the American, where are they? Ah, they're still there, okay. Where are you still working? You're teaching where?
Huh? I teach in Japan. I teach U.S. Military and civilian children that are overseas.
Oh, I see.
And I've been doing this for 20 years.
Wow, that's cool. What she has been doing, your other half?
She's got something she wants to tell you.
Yeah,
I'm not
then
sure.
Let her tell herself.
Yeah, I'll be quiet.
We were listening to you last night, and we have an idea.
Yes.
For a way to reach the, you were talking about the military, and in Japan, we put the alternative living flyer in the newspaper that goes out to all the American at the bases all over Asia.
Wow.
And it was 2 full pages, and this was right before the SMTV came wow. out, and wow. as soon as the SMTV came out, we wanted to do the same thing, you know, to because in Asia alone, they sell 60,000 copies a day. Mm-hmm. In all the various countries where they have American bases. Mm. And in Europe, there are so many. It even goes down into Saudi Arabia, and they sell 80,000.
Oh, the Americans?
Yes, the American newspaper is called the Stars and Stripes. And we thought, what a wonderful way to reach the people on the bases, you know, to get them to watch SMTV, because it's such a wonderful, wonderful TV program.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working wonderfully.
Yeah, yeah. Hard. Yeah. And where we are, you know, we can only watch it on the computer, but everyone, all the initiates and everyone we know, we're handing out the flyers, and everyone watches it on the computer.
Yeah.
And it's just fantastic.
Just like a TV.
And
if
such
good
news. If
you plug the computer into a TV, then it's just like a TV. Yeah. Too big. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. That's the best. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Do what you think is good. Yeah. The shoulder could still continue to be there, but turn into peace army. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Since we've learned of some very interesting things that they are doing, some good things, since you started giving out the awards.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot of information about the project that's going on in Djibouti, and I think that's the most exciting thing the Americans are doing right now. It was nice it came out in the news magazine. I'm really surprised that they got the information, because there's not a lot of news media coverage about it.
Yeah.
So it's quite incredible. But we were fortunate at our base, our public affairs officer went to Djibouti. I invited him, and he came to my school and gave a presentation to my students about his experience in Djibouti. But the exciting thing about that is it's a new movement in the U.S. military to wage peace instead of war.
Yeah.
And it all came from the news magazine that I was aware of this.
It's
right. Not publicized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. They do a lot of good things. So all the news from your country, most of the news about the charity of America and all that, it came from me.
That's right.
I tell them to research, you know, because sometimes I read a little bit. Small, sometimes they give a very small news about American shoulder or what they do in a small newspaper.
I'm so surprised you can even find it, because about the only place where we could find information was in the Stars and Stripes, and even there it wasn't a complete picture of what happened. Mm-hmm. And when you start to do the investigation, we started to find out more information that we were unaware of. There is a ship that's out in the Pacific. It's called the USNS Mercy, and that their whole object is to go around to developing countries and give support, and very few people are aware of that.
That's cool to work together, huh? Yeah. When we work together like that, even in silence, even if you don't know who is working, but we feel a sense of togetherness anyway. That's what makes us strong, hey? And we, together, we do something good for the world, yeah? We save this world, really, literally. Not just talking about it, yeah? Yeah, up to now, that's all we do, huh? We spend our time, energy, money, yeah? And I really appreciate your effort. You know, the quiet guy who go on the street in the cold winter night and handing out, you know, alternative living or TV address, you know? These guys, they're really a hero. Yes. A hero in the eyes of God. And that's the most important. No care who say what. Huh? As long as God thinks you're a hero, you are a hero. And all beings, we thank you. Yeah, all beings, we thank you. Yes. You will see dogs are more friendly, more reverent to you whenever you see a dog or a cat. They will come and smear themselves to you, which they don't do it before, you know. You see all the cow want to kiss you even. Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you. One day I went to look for a meditation hall. So I went to that place. We went there. And the owner took me around the garden, eh? To look at the all over, huh? And he has two horses, which I didn't know. When we go to a corner, it's hidden. And I went to that corner of the garden, and the male horse came out. Yeah, I didn't know it's a male, but later he told me it's a male. And there's another female coming out later. That's why I said, oh, this is a female. Oh, okay, then I knew it. And I said, oh, if I knew you have horses, I would have brought him some apple. You didn't tell me. And the owner said, no, they have apples all over, everywhere. I said, where? He said, they have apple trees in their quarter. But I don't see any apple left, you know. Even if there are some, there couldn't be any left at this time, you know. Because at that time, you know, because they would have eaten it all already. And he looked and said, I don't see any apple anywhere. He said, oh, they have it. You know, he saw, but I don't see anything. Okay, never mind, I don't argue. Then he went to pet his horse, you know. He went to touch the horse, say, come here. And he turned away. The horse thing, he tell lie. That's why. He told me, no, don't have. Okay. And I was surprised why the horse turned away, you know. Many times he tried to touch his head, he turned away, obviously like that, 3-4 times. So the owner gave up. And then he looking at me with the eyes, you know, I said, oh, you are beautiful. I'm sorry I didn't bring apple to you. I didn't know you were here. But can I touch you? May I touch you? I like you very much. And he come, put his head to, oh, I stopped. Long time, he don't mind. And the owner wants to try again. I feel very sorry for the owner. But he deserved it. He tell lies. He don't have to say they have apples if they don't have on the tree. The trees are empty. It's a small apple tree anyway. Okay, number one, number two. Maybe he likes me, you know, because we work for the animals. Yeah, so he just loves me, naturally. But the owner deserve it. I see the horse hair was matted here and there, and even my assistant said to me, yeah, he didn't even comb the horse. The hair, you know, matted, dirty. So I don't feel sorry for him anymore after that. Yeah, I see him, the horse dirty, not kempt, you know, not groomed, you know. If you have horse like that, you have to comb them at least now and again, you know. But most people, they comb every day. They comb their mane, they comb their tail, and they shampoo them and wash them appropriately, you know, in appropriate time. This horse didn't look like he has been groomed very well. Matted with poo on his hair, and so, oh, terrible. And I feel so bad, so I touch him again and again, give him as much love as I can. Yeah, that's all I can do. I still feel sorry I didn't have apple for him. Yeah, up to now, up to this day, I still think about it. And I was thinking, I should have done something. I should have gone out and bought some apple and bring it back. But I was pressured with time to go see another property very far away, and we didn't know the road. We were lost the night before, even have to stay in a hotel far away. So in the morning, we are already short of time. And then have to run to another property, you know, look many properties sometimes. So, but I thought I could have done that. Or I could have given him some money and tell him, please go buy some apple for your horse later. And the owner keep talking about, oh, how marvelous his property is. And you have no time to even think. And then you come out, jump into the taxi. And then you're gone. But his eyes and his loving still stay in my heart, and I feel I should have given him an apple. Yeah, I did not feel good, you know, that I have left him without an apple, really. Yeah, I still don't feel good about it. I don't even know where it is, that place. Yeah, I don't know. Probably we could send him an email, huh? An apple through an email. Give something, huh? Maybe $10 for apple. Yeah, I hope the owner will buy. He probably will. Huh? Yeah, okay, maybe I can do that. Now talking to you, I have a little better solution. Yeah. He's so nice, so gentle. He put his head for me to stroke him. And when the owner touches it, put the girl like that. Oh, my God, that was too obvious. Yeah, many times. He must have been mad at the owner that day, I don't know. And the female came after, one also to be stroked, but the road so small, she couldn't come to the front, so she stayed behind looking at me. And I said, oh, you're beautiful, all that. She also liked that. Yeah, they really do have character, do you understand me? Many times I've seen that, many times, yeah. Just like sometimes we go retreat somewhere, long time ago when I was in Taiwan, I go retreat somewhere. And that dog, they say they bark every day. That dog, he bark every day to everybody. But when we go there, he never bark. Not even once. And then he come for us to caress him. Yeah. they do know everything, truly like that.
I've got something I want to
say. Yeah, okay.
A sister and myself were sitting in the laundromat, and we were busy reading an article in a newspaper. And one of the articles was about a lady who is a horse whisperer. And basically she takes care of horses and their riders who kind of don't get on very well. They either the horse won't let the rider ride them, or they've been mistreated or something like that.
The horse don't let any rider ride?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically they take the horse to this lady, and she finds out through speaking to them what their problems are and tries to calm them down.
Ah, okay then. It's also a wild horse and nobody can even go near, but our sister can go near and talk to her. Okay. Okay.
Because one of the horses actually lay down underneath her Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
She asked the horse to lay down, and basically what that means is the horse lays down its life for you.
Oh,
if it
really?
If it lies down like that, and it made the horse feel really good, and you know, she was able to connect to the horse really well and was able to help the horse get through its issues so that the rider and the horse could get on again, so they could communicate better.
The horse story remind me when we went to film a sanctuary in Kent, when we set up the camera, the animals, they just came over like actors. They really pose towards, you know, walking very slowly towards the camera, give us time to film it. Mm-hmm. And they kind of, two horses, one goes this way and the other goes cross, like they were going, you know, on the stage. It's just amazing.
Yeah. It could be amazing. Yeah, I know that.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Freundliche Zuschauer, danke für Ihre Gesellschaft bei der heutigen Folge von Worte der Weisheit. Bleiben Sie nun bitte bei Supreme Master Television für eine Reise durch das Reich der Schönheit, gleich nach bemerkenswerten Nachrichten. Wir wünschen Ihnen Frieden, Liebe und Harmonie. Kind viewers, thank you for your company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms. Up next, after noteworthy news, we wish you peace, love, and harmony.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.